West Australian man who won the right to starve himself to death has died in a Perth nursing home. Quadriplegic Christian Rossiter was confined to a wheelchair, breathed through a tube and was fed artificially. He told his carers he wanted to die, and last month the WA Supreme Court ruled he had the right to refuse food. The Victorian Premier John Brumby departs for India today, hoping to ease concern on the subcontinent over racist bashings in Melbourne. A spate of recent violence against Indian students has received extensive media attention in India. Meanwhile, the Premier has abandoned the Mumbai leg of his trip after warnings of a possible terrorist attack. Creditors affected by the collapse of Babcock and Brown have contributed more than $300,000 to a fighting fund. It'll be used to pursue the failed investment bank's former directors and senior management. The money will help cover the costs of a more thorough examination of the group's collapse, including whether the company traded while insolvent. And 500,000 people have jammed into Havana's Revolution Square for a peace concert. 14 Spanish-language pop stars are performing in an effort to bring together Cubans and Americans. The concert is being televised internationally. We'll have more news later.